The Secretary General is particularly concerned by reports of clashes between the Seleka movement and the population in the capital, Bangui, which have resulted in the deaths of many civilians. Adrian Edwards, spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has more details on the attacks in Bangui.
The new refugees arriving in DRC have told us that Seleka forces opened fire on Bangui residents resisting or protesting against looting and abuses happening during the course of disarmament operations. Young males, who make up around 80% of the refugees we saw crossing this weekend, seem to have been particularly affected.
Edwards says the recent instability in the CAR has resulted in well over 30,000 refugees in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, more than 6,700 in Chad, and over 1,000 in Cameroon. Cecile Pouli, a spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, says human rights violations are widespread and ongoing in the Central African Republic.
More than 20 people are reported to have been killed in Bangui over the weekend, including four people who were attending a Sunday service in a church that was struck by a shell. Also, the security conditions make it difficult to investigate reports.
Pule says although it has been difficult to investigate reports, the High Commissioner's Office is aware of alleged human rights violations committed by Seleka forces and other groups.
We know that since the Seleka coalition forces launched their offensive last December, there has been a wide range of alleged violations, including targeted killings, arbitrary arrests and detention, torture, recruitment of children, rapes, disappearances and kidnappings in Bangui as well as in other parts of the country. Various different groups have also been accused of extortion and of looting private and public property.
Some 37,000 people have already fled the country to escape the violence, says Pule, with tens of thousands more displaced internally.
We urge the newly established National Transitional Council to move quickly to restore the authority of the state and to take all necessary measures to ensure that civilians are protected.
UN Secretary General Ban says the Libreville agreements should be the basis for any political framework designed to end the current crisis in the CAR. He's referring to the peace agreement reached on the 11th of January in Libreville, Gabon, resulting in a ceasefire agreement and creating a government of national unity. The Secretary General calls on ECCAS, the Economic Community of Central African States, and AU, the African Union, to take immediate and urgent measures to address the gravity of the security situation in the Central African Republic with the assistance of the international community. Jerry Adams, United Nations.